The last principle of God awareness is Lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. You shouldn't stray after your heart and eyes. But what does that mean? Are we not supposed to have feelings? Is it in our heart that brings us to love? Aren't we supposed to be excited, passionate, and motivated in life? Doesn't that come from our heart? And are we not supposed to want things? Don't our eyes navigate us through life? How are we supposed to know where to go, what to strive for? What does not straying after our heart and eyes really mean? Let me tell you a story. A few months ago, I was on a diet. I was trying to eat healthier, exercise, and fight off that middle-aged, ever-present gut. I went to the office one day, and it was the birthday of one of my colleagues. So everyone's sitting around eating brownies, and I walk in, all good. Before I can politely duck out, my friend says, Charlie, I know you're kosher and on a diet, so we bought you a box of low-fat kosher cookies so you can join us. So after finishing my first cookie, I thought to myself, this tastes really good, and it's low in fat. This must be good for my diet. Okay, one more. So we're sitting around enjoying ourselves. I must be up to cookie 15 at this point. When another colleague walks in, he's one of those guys that eats everything in sight but never gains weight. You know those guys? They think that being on a diet is not getting the extra cheese on the third slice of pizza or passing on doubles for dessert. He comes in, sits down and says, oh, happy birthday. Can you pass me some brownies? Is there any whipped cream or ice cream around? He looks up, sees me and says, oh, nice. Kosher, low-fat cookies for Charlie. Back on your health kick? I smiled knowing better. My cookies were just as good, and I was helping my body by consuming a dozen of my healthy treats. I said, yeah, I'm eating healthy, feeling very proud of myself. What does he do? The unthinkable. He flips over the box and looks at, yep, the label. I'm like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Don't read the label to me. He looks at me and goes, why? I'm like, listen, I'm enjoying myself. Don't ruin it for me. He says, have it your way. Reads the label and murmurs to himself, 10 servings for a cookie. Well, if you multiply that by that, you get, oh my gosh. He looks up and says, I don't get it. Why would you not want to know what's in there? If it's not healthy for you, you're going to pay for it later. If it is healthy for you, then you can really enjoy yourself. Don't you hate it when people bring logic and common sense into life? He then said something so profound. He said that his father always taught him that whenever he wants something, he must always make sure he doesn't shut off his brain in the process of getting it. Before he indulges, he needs to be sure that his mind is in control, not just his desires. What does it mean to not stray after your heart and eyes? It doesn't mean to shut down your heart and eyes and live emotionless and in seclusion. It means that the way life works is that your eye sees something and then your heart wants it. However, some things aren't good for us. If we let our eyes and heart lead the way, we're gonna end up in places we never really wanted to be. We have to make sure that our mind is leading the way. But why is this the last principle of awareness? Because making sure your mind is in control is what will lead you to God. If you think about it, who wouldn't want a relationship with the creator of the universe? What could be more meaningful than living a life filled with purpose? We all know that, and we all feel that during moments of inspiration. But that same heart and eyes that led us to God leads us to so many other places, depending on the moment. And that's why the last principle comes to make sure we are following the right leader. If our mind controls our senses and not the other way around, we will have the life that we want. And so the last principle is making sure you know who's in control, your mind. Not straying after your eyes and heart means that your eyes and heart are there, but they work for your mind and not vice versa. The six principles of God awareness teach us how to have a relationship with God. First, Anochi, know He exists. Then, Lo Yihyeh, focus on the relationship, not on yourself. Number three, Yichud Hashem, understand who it is that you're having a relationship with. He is everywhere and everything. And then, Ahavas Hashem, make the choice to commit to Him, Naaseh, and the love will follow. But, as number five teaches us, Yiras Hashem, our great relationship needs not only love, but respect. A respect for God and the system. is what we all need to be great. And then, Lo Sasuru, make sure that you're clear in life, that you're following the right leader. Make sure that your mind is in control. These six principles lead us to having the life that we want, to having a relationship with the master of the world, our King, our Father.